you had the challenge of supporting Ukrainian refugees, and Donegal did that all across the county. What emerged then was the challenge of a large upsurge in asylum seekers coming to Ireland. And the approach of the government, the previous government, to that was that wherever there was a hotel, it appears to me, that wasn't commercially doing too well, or wherever you had opportunistic developers who would locate buildings or maybe had buildings of their own, that's where asylum seekers were located. There was no thought about where the most fitting communities, where do we have the best health facilities, best primary care, best education. And it was utterly unfair to the asylum seekers, and it was utterly unfair to the communities who were expected to be host communities. And then it got to the point in a county like Donegal that's dealing with our own humanitarian crisis, defective concrete blocks. We can't provide housing for the families who have to be relocated. There was no thought of that, no thought of that whatsoever. It was literally wherever there was a hotel or a building available, that's where we'll locate the asylum seekers. Completely unfair and unjust to them. I mean, they were stuck out sometimes in the middle of nowhere with no resources, no supports, nothing whatsoever. That had been the government strategy for the last number of years. So when people reacted angrily to that in communities, it was totally unfair then to say they are racist, they are unreasonable. That was not what was happening. We were watching people becoming millionaires. In some instances, people who had failed businesses, who were bankrupt, who all of a sudden were millionaires overnight.